This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Snoop Dogg is critical of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's chart-topping WAP song. He said of the track, quote, "Oh my God, slow down and let's have some imagination. Let's have some, you know, privacy, some intimacy where he wants to find out as opposed to you telling him," unquote. Snoop cited as being the father of a 21-year-old girl as the reason behind his feelings. Feeling old? The music industry is $30 billion in the hole since COVID-19 wreaked havoc on the world. According to a Pollstar report, there's been a loss of $9.7 billion at the box office alone and an additional $20 billion from sponsorships, concessions, merch, hotels, and more. This year was originally set to be a record-breaking year, but no. Thanks, 2020. FKA Twigs has filed a lawsuit alleging that Shia LaBeouf was physically and emotionally abusive during their relationship, saying her experience was part of a pattern of terrorizing women for the actor. The British singer and actress claims he left her in a constant state of fear and humiliation, once slamming her into a car and trying to strangle her. Shia LaBeouf, deranged. Pop singer Sia tweeted her own claims about how Shia LaBeouf hurt her after FKA Twigs filed suit against the actor. Sia claimed she suffered relentless abuse during their relationship, tweeting, "I too have been hurt emotionally by Shia, a pathological liar who conned me into an adulterous relationship claiming to be single. So he sucks." Tom Cruise tore into workers who broke COVID rules on the set of Mission Impossible, screaming, "If I see you doing it again, you're f***ing gone," unquote. Cruise has worked tirelessly behind the scenes to enforce tight social distancing rules during the filming in Britain. He flew into a rage after spotting two of the crew standing within a couple of feet of each other. You don't want to piss off Tom. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have had a rough 2020, leading many to believe the pair wouldn't make it. The couple may still be together, but very much live separate lives. A source said, quote, "Kim has work and projects that are important to her, and Kanye has his. Their lives don't overlap much. Kim seems happy and is very focused on work and causes," unquote. Okay, over or the under. Cardi B celebrated her husband Offset's 29th birthday by giving him a Lamborghini. The pair then partied at a packed nightclub where there was no social distancing and few masks. She also posted a video of her in the bedroom dressed in white lingerie and sliding into bed. Offset sits in a chair counting money and wearing shades. Those two need a reality check. The Talk co-host Carrie Ann Inaba has tested positive for COVID-19. Co-host Cheryl Underwood said, quote, "Carrie Ann is not here with us today. She found out this morning that she tested positive for COVID-19 and we're praying for a full recovery," unquote. Co-host Sharon Osbourne shot from home to be on the safe side. Ozzy said, "Who's this woman in my house?" Chris Cornell's estate has released a collection of covers that the former frontman for Soundgarden and Audioslave recorded before his death. "No One Sings Like You Anymore," recorded by Cornell in 2016, reflects his eclectic music taste, including covers of John Lennon's Watching the Wheels, Janis Joplin's Get It While You Can, and Electric Light Orchestra's Showdown. Check it out. Lil Wayne has been sued for $20 million by his former manager, Ronald Sweeney. The lawsuit claims Sweeney managed over 30 lawsuits for Wayne and received very little compensation for the work. Wayne hasn't paid the promised 10% of recovery from lawsuits, 10% of the master recording sales, and 17% in commissions from overall management. Must be the scissor. Simon Cowell is considering suing the e-bike company that sold him the high-powered two-wheeler he was almost killed riding. A former employee of the company Swind, which manufactures the bike, claims the star is now weighing legal action that could seek up to $10 million in damages. He's still in physical therapy and recovering. Simon said, no. Mark Wahlberg sure knows how to quarantine in style. He's in Australia to film a commercial for Ladbrokes, and instead of doing his government-mandated quarantine in a hotel, Wahlberg received government permission to self-isolate with his crew at a luxury retreat to the tune of $400,000, and he had his own gym equipment shipped there. Yep, nauseating. Jay-Z's Roc Nation and Random House are teaming up to launch a literary publishing partnership titled Roc Lit 101. The company's first wave of releases are expected next summer, as readers can expect Roc Lit 101 to deeply explore an array of subjects with a unique lens. Watch for books by Lil Uzi Vert, Meek Mill, Fat Joe, and Yo Gotti. But will they rhyme? Beyoncé's daughter got a belated nod from the Grammys. Although the Grammy Award noms were announced last month, Blue Ivy wasn't initially on the list of artists recognized for Brown Skin Girl, which was nominated in the Best Music Video category. At the time, only Beyoncé received a nomination, even though her 8-year-old was also on the track. Hey, don't mess with Queen Bey. The Trash Bin. 21-year-old Cheer star Jerry Harris has remained in custody since his September arrest for producing child pornography. Yep, the Netflix series star has now been charged with 7 counts of child pornography and sex crimes involving multiple victims. Can you say deviant? I guess there's not much to cheer about here. Sorry.
The news wrap-up.
Disney Plus has amassed more than 86 million subscribers and is planning an ambitious production schedule of new programming. AMC says it needs $750 million to keep its theaters open in the face of the COVID-19 crisis. The Last of Us Part 2 took top honors at the Game Awards 2020. OnlyFans.com has become Hollywood's risque pandemic side hustle. Got nudes?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Wonder Woman 1984 is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Evermore enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
A Promised Land by Barack Obama is the top nonfiction book for the 4th straight week.
25-year-old Megan Thee Stallion grew up in Texas and used to get scolded by her mom that her lyrics were too raunchy. Megan respected her mom's advice but didn't really take any of it to heart. She remained true to herself, and her lyrics, well, they remained edgy. Megan said, quote, "It's not just about being sexy, it's about being confident and me being confident in my sexuality," unquote. On her Texas rap origins, she stated, quote, "I don't feel like we ever really had a female rapper come from Houston or Texas and shut down, so that's where I'm coming from," unquote. Well, she's on top of her game now, and she definitely has shut down. Here's Megan Thee Stallion with the song of the week, Body.
I'm a hot ebony, they gon' click it if it's me. All my pictures been getting these through the quarantine. I'm very well, all my as you could tell. Any I be from years ago is beefing by herself. If we took a trip on the real creep tip, rule number one is don't repeat that. Don't repeat that. Rule number two, if they all came with you, they better know exactly what the they came to do. Body crazy, curvy, wavy, big, little waist. Body crazy, curvy, wavy, big, little waist. Body yaddy, 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 yaddy. The category is body. Look at the way it's sitting. That ratio so out of control. That waist, that waist, that. If I were me and I would have seen myself, I would have bought me a drink. Took me home, did me long, ate it with the pennies on. I could build a house with all the brick I got. Been a lifetime trying to get this high. And if her head too big, I could make that pop. I'm not the one to play with, like a touch me not. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy
Megan Thee Stallion with the song of the week, Body. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.